Ellen G. White Statements Related to the Observance of Christmas and Holiday Gifts. Chapter 2. To Glorify God, Not Man. There is no divine sanctity resting upon the 25th of December, and it is not pleasing to God that anything that concerns the salvation of men through the infinite sacrifice made for them should be so sadly perverted from its professed design. Christ should be the supreme object. But as Christmas has been observed, the glory is turned from him to mortal man, whose sinful, defective character made it necessary for him to come to our world. Jesus, the majesty of heaven, the royal king of heaven, laid aside his royalty, left his throne of glory, his high command, and came into our world to bring to fallen man, weakened in moral power and corrupted by sin, aid divine. He clothed his divinity with humanity that he might reach to the very depths of human woe and misery to lift up fallen man. By taking upon himself man's nature, he raised humanity in the scale of moral value with God. Those great themes are almost too high, too deep, too infinite for the comprehension of finite minds. Parents should keep these things before their children and instruct them, line upon line, precept upon precept, in their obligation to God, not their obligation to each other, to honor and glorify one another by gifts and offerings. But they should be taught that Jesus is the world's Redeemer, the object of thought, of painstaking effort, that his work is the grand theme which should engage their attention, that they should bring to him their gifts and offerings. Thus did the wise men and the shepherds.